This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Turkey's purchase of Russian S-400 missile systems does not mean a change in the country's strategic orientation. That's what Turkish Defense Minister Hulusi Akar told his U.S. counterpart by phone on Friday. Reuters' Emily Wither has more.
The first parts of the system were delivered Friday, with more coming over the next few days. The arrival set to escalate tensions with the U.S., which has warned of sanctions over the deal. The U.S. State Department warns Ankara will face real and negative consequences for the purchase. The U.S. could stop Turkish forces from flying and developing its F-35. Washington has already pulled the plug on training Turkish pilots on the aircraft. The U.S. and its allies are concerned by installing the system. The technology would learn how to recognize the jets. They're built to avoid tracking by enemy radars and heat sensors.
Emily Wither of Reuters. Iran has warned Britain of consequences if it does not release an oil tanker seized off the coast of Gibraltar. Reuters' David Doyle has details.
The UK is going to be slapped in the face. And soon. An Iranian cleric made that threat on Friday in response to the seizure of an oil tanker by British Royal Marines last week. Also on Friday, Iran demanded the ship's immediate release, while warning of consequences. The tanker was seized off the coast of Gibraltar a week ago, suspected of violating sanctions by taking oil to Syria. Iran denies this, and also denied the UK's claim on Thursday that three Iranian vessels had tried to block a British-owned tanker in the Strait of Hormuz. The tanker row comes amid escalating tensions between the US and Iran, and Iran's foreign ministry accused Britain of seizing the ship under US pressure.
David Doyle of Reuters. This is VOA News. Labor Secretary Alex Acosta is resigning amid renewed scrutiny of how he handled a secret plea deal with accused sexual abuser Jeffrey Epstein. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
Acosta stood alongside as President Trump announced the decision at the White House.
I said, you don't have to do this.
But Acosta said it was the right thing to do, saying criticism of the deal he oversaw as U.S. attorney in Miami that let Epstein avoid federal charges in 2008 was becoming the Labor Department's focus.
Talking about a case that's 12 years old, rather than about the amazing economy we have right now.
The Justice Department's now investigating the plea deal, and top Democrats had been demanding Acosta quit. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Donald Trump said Friday that a nationwide wave of arrests of immigrants facing deportation will commence this weekend. He confirmed that the plan intended to discourage a surge of Central American migrants was on track after a delay.
It starts on Sunday, and they're going to take people out, and they're going to bring them back to their countries, or they're going to take criminals out, put them in prison, or put them in prison in the countries they came from.
The operation, to be carried out in 10 cities, is expected to target families that have recently been ordered deported by an immigration court but have not yet left the country. On Capitol Hill, Congressman Joaquin Castro, the head of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, said the planned immigration enforcement operation will result in more family separations.
You have parents, perhaps, that have been here 20 or 30 years or more. These are folks who have not gotten into trouble with the law. These are honest, hardworking people who are immigrants. Many of them have U.S. citizen children. Those parents will now be separated from those kids.
Trump, who has made cracking down on illegal immigration a centerpiece of his administration, is trying to deal with a surge of mostly Central American families crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. Many of those families are approaching border officials to seek asylum. The National Weather Service says a hurricane warning remains in effect for parts of the Louisiana coast as Tropical Storm Barry continues to gain strength in the Gulf of Mexico. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says the storm will bring a hazardous combination of high wind and slow-moving rain bands.
We're moving at 5 miles an hour. It's going to move slow, and that compounds the issue of the storm surge. The slower we move, the more storm surge. The slower we move, the more rainfall. So that's something that we have to keep an eye on.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards has declared a state of emergency and deployed the National Guard. President Trump has also declared an emergency, making way for federal help. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
It's VOA 1.